Authorities say the Chinese coal ship at the centre of a dangerous oil spill off the central Queensland coast is intact, at least for now. The Shennung 1 ran aground off Great Keppel Island late on Saturday afternoon and began leaking oil. Maritime Safety Queensland says so far the amount of oil which has spilt from the ship is minimal and efforts to disperse the oil have worked. Authorities now, though, have the task of trying to stabilise the ship so it can be removed from its precarious position. Charlotte Glennie reports from Brisbane.
The Queensland Premier says the operation to salvage the coal carrier Shennung 1 could be one of the most complex and difficult in Australia's history. But before it can even begin, the General Manager of Maritime Safety Queensland, Patrick Quirk, says authorities have been racing to stabilise the coal carrier and stop it breaking apart.
The double bottom tanks, which hold the water ballast normally, have been breached. They provide the buoyancy for the ship. And we also suspect that one of the fuel tanks has also been breached. We also believe that some of the tanks below the engine room have been breached. We believe the rudder has been seriously damaged.
Shennung 1 was 15 nautical miles off course when it rammed into a sandbar within the pristine Great Barrier Reef Marine Park. The 230-metre ship began leaking up to 4 tonnes of oil.
We're working closely with the Department of Community Safety, the local SES groups and the Regional Council in terms of preparing ourselves for the eventuality of oil on the beaches. I want to emphasise that we have no evidence at the moment of major oil on the water, but we're preparing for the worst.
2 salvage tugs are now battling to hold the ship against the wind, tides and swell. The Australian Maritime Safety Authority is investigating what breaches or possible offences may have occurred under Commonwealth law. Queensland Premier Anna Bligh says there may be hefty penalties imposed. 120 kilometres north of where the carrier ran aground, a vessel tracking system is in place to detect ships that have moved off course and alert them. But the area where this incident happened is outside of the monitoring area set by the Commonwealth. The Shadow Federal Transport Minister Warren Truss says it's time for that to change.
Fishing vessels, tiny fishing vessels, are all required to have vessel monitoring systems. That's to just make sure they don't catch fish in a zone where they're not supposed to be. So if small fishing vessels have to carry this kind of system, well, it seems logical that large bulk carriers should so as well.
The Shadow Federal Transport Minister Warren Truss, ending Charlotte Glennie's report.